morning, we will start off with our theme for today. The Lord is my rock. And it was taken from Psalm 62, verse 6. And it reads, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." Again, I want to say the theme for today is, the Lord is my rock. I am the rock of ages, blessed to stand on the rock. My name is Sister Christine Lemay, and this morning we will start off with prayer for Pastor Gregory, asking God to touch his body and restore his health, and just to give him the strength and the vitality to defeat whatever it is that the devil is trying to hold over his body. We'll go into prayer now. I hope that everyone is hearing me.
I hear you.
Okay, so we would go into prayer again. Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be on the prayer line again with Global Time with Jesus Christ. One more time, I apologize for Pastor not being able to be on this morning. He's still a bit under the weather, but he has asked that we pray, and we ask God to touch his body and to restore his health and his strength, that he will be able to continue with God's will. We'll go straight into prayer, asking God to bless him and to touch him in a special way this morning.
Yes.
Again, I'll repeat, the theme for today is, the Lord is my rock. I am the rock of ages. And it was taken from Psalm 62:6. Father, we thank you this morning for yet another day. We thank you for new mercy, Lord. We thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. We thank you, Lord, for just keeping us and watching over us throughout the night and bringing us to see a brand new day, a day that was never here and that would never be here again. We come this morning lifting up our pastor, Pastor Aubrey Gregory. Father, you see and you know everything. We ask that you touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Give him a fresh anointing, Lord. Fill his cup running over one more time. Father, we ask that whatever it is that is trying to attack his body, that you are the God of salvation. You are the God of healing. You are Jehovah Rophi. And we ask, Lord, that you touch him. You strengthen him.
Yes.
You reveal to him, Lord, whatever it is that you are asking him to do. Father, I pray that he rest in your glory in this period of rest, that he rest in your glory, that you would restore his strength even the more, Lord, that you will open his spiritual eyes even the more, you will open his spiritual ears even the more, you will give him a more sharp, discerning spirit, Lord. And I pray that you will strengthen him on every side, strengthen him physically, mentally, psychologically, Lord. Restore his strength 100-fold. We know that you are going to do it. We ask this in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, this morning we are going to start off with, again, the line is open for anyone who wants to pray, anyone who has a prayer report, a prayer request. But I would like someone to pray in particular for what's going on. I know that each and every one of us is looking or reading the papers and hearing the news about what is going on with the government. They have still not resolved what it is they have to resolve, and the government is still on shutdown. We know that this is going to affect a lot of us. There are people who depend on their Social Security. There are people who depend on unemployment. There are people who depend on their food stamps, on things that the government are responsible for. And with the shutting down of the government, a lot of families would be affected. So this morning we want to pray that God is going to intervene with a divine intervention and get into the hearts of those who are responsible for decision-making, and that God will direct the president and his party to do whatever it is that needs to be done to resolve this major, major problem that is going to affect not only America, but the world.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a quick praise report, and I would like to praise concerning that. Yesterday was our congregational fast day, and the Lord was just preparing me for it on Sunday night, and I've been praying since Sunday night, and still, even now, and it's Tuesday. But and I just praise and thank God because I've been having a glorious time with Him, you know, and just, you know, in the Word and in prayer and in fasting. And I know that the congregation, we're all together in it. And I just praise and thank God for that, that we are together and that we're praying and that God is more powerful, the revelation that God is more powerful than any being, you know, any man, woman, or child, any demon, Satan himself. God is way more powerful and way more knowledgeable. And yesterday, Sunday, when I was at work, a woman spoke about this thing going on with the government. And in my spirit was a check. And I remember the scripture that said, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And God's been speaking to my heart concerning that. So I just want to take it in prayer. Heavenly Father God, I give you praise, honor, and the glory. We, together, as people of God, give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory. We magnify you. We glorify you. You are all-knowing and all-powerful. You give us bits and pieces of the plans, but you don't give us all of the details and all of the wins, Lord God. So, Father God, we just praise and thank you and magnify you and glorify you for your way and for your will. And our heart's desire, Lord God, as parts of the body, is to be in agreement with your way and with your will. And we desire that your will be done concerning this governmental issue. Father God, we pray, oh, Father God, Lord God, that you manifest yourself, manifest your spirit, manifest, oh, Lord God, inside of Obama. Give them dreams. Give them visions. Manifest in the people, oh, Lord God, around and about him. Oh, Lord God, give them dreams. Give them visions. Draw them by your Holy Spirit, oh, Lord God. Father God, draw Obama by your Holy Spirit, oh, Lord God. Let him seek you like never before. Let him fast sometimes and pray without ceasing and be in your word, oh, Lord God, and speak to his heart. Give him revelations and deep understanding, great knowledge, oh, Lord God. And, Father God, touch the hearts and the minds of the people that's losing their jobs. touch the heart and the minds of the families, oh Lord God, that don't have or is fearful not to have income to meet their needs. Help people get the revelation of the tithing and of the offering, oh Lord God. Help people be drawn into the kingdom, oh Father God, who may have lost a lot of finances. That may not be saved, Lord God. And let the people of God that is saved, that are believers, have no fear, because fear opens the door to the enemy. Fear causes us to not pray in faith. Fear causes us to not be able to receive from you, God. And we want to be able to say, Lord God, our needs are met, and believe it and trust it and have no fear, oh Lord God. You said that if we ask anything in faith, believing that we already have it, that we'll receive it, Lord God. So if we are obedient unto your word and we pay the tithe and the offering, we should not let any fear come in that we will not be provided for.
Yes.
Because we walk in obedience and faith, Lord God. And let those that's lost and confused come in and seek the kingdom of heaven first, and then all things shall be added unto them. And Lord God, I glorify you and magnify you. We glorify and magnify you for your word. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. You know how to do what you do, Daddy, and we just give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for what you do. And now we ask that those wicked who are going to lose everything, they're going to lose their riches. They're going to lose their properties. They're going to lose their power. The righteous is going to rise up in power. The righteous is going to rise up with the riches. And let those wicked, oh Lord God, realize that they must seek you, that they must turn to you. Let the wicked become righteous, and let everything be restored. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Cause our government to be a government of truth, to be a government that holds the Bible above any other doctrine, Lord God. Let our government, oh Lord God, be transformed, Father God. Let the people of God take over the government, and let it no longer be a monster where there is many, many heads, but let it become established like the kingdom. America says that we were founded and based on biblical terms, and if you know how to bring us from one point all the way back to where we need to be, and way higher, the church shall be brighter and brighter as your day approaches, and we give you the praise for it. We magnify you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. We believe in you. We agree with you. Your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. I've been on this since last week, and I have a scripture that God has led me to, and it's Psalm 46 that says, God is our refuge and strength, a frequent help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake the telling thereof. Then verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And I find my comfort in that because I know God is going to move. When he is ready to move, he's going to put up who he wants to put up, and he is going to bring down who he wants to bring down. Everything is in his control. So we have nothing here once we be still and know that he is God and he is in control. He is the government. He has the last say.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now we have the line open for someone who has a prayer report or prayer request. You can go ahead now.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God glory. I give him honor and I give him all the praise. I recognize him as God. And as my sister said, we just have to be still and know that he is God.
That
he promises and know that in the midst of any situation, he is still on the throne and we put his, our trust totally in him. And no matter what is going on, it might be going on with others, but with us in the body of Christ who firmly believe and put our faith and trust in him, that all is well. I'm excited this morning because just on Sunday, I was discussing with some friends of mine and my family and I were waiting on some documents that we would have to get from the government. And we were saying that because of this shutdown, you know, it might get kept back. And we didn't know because this put certain parts of the government are not functioning. And I just said, you know what? My God is able, and he does not stop anything that he's not able to complete. And I've given him praise this morning as I jumped up yesterday when I received the news that the documents were at my home. It came in the mail, so no matter what is going on, just thank God and give him the praise and give him the glory and give him the honor and just put our trust in him because he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we might ask or think.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's able to do the
Hallelujah.
No matter what my government is shut down,
the heaven
government
is
still
open.
God is still on
Thank
the throne. His government is still open.
Is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord.
And as I say,
Hallelujah.
As I say, the earthly government might be shut down, but the heavenly government is still,
open
at all times. And I was meditating and I was praying and I was thanking God for his mercy and his grace. And you know what came into my spirit? I thank God that every morning we have new mercy. And God is so humorous. He said, yes, you don't have to roll over your mercy from yesterday to today. Like we have to roll over your minutes on your phone. And I said, Lord, thank you that you give us new mercies each day. We don't have to roll over yesterday's mercy into today. And he said, your grace is sufficient, that I don't have to borrow grace, or I don't have to say, Lord, I'm going to make the grace enough. I will, you know, like we say, change or hold back on your grace. Your grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. Each and every living human being, your grace is sufficient for
your
whole world. And I was like, wow.
Thank
Hallelujah.
That is how awesome God is. We don't have to roll over mercy for the next day, and we don't have to share grace with nobody. His grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. And I say, Lord, I thank you. You are so awesome that you knew what you were doing from the beginning. You knew what you were doing from the beginning. And I thank God for his new mercy and his grace. Because without his mercy and his grace, we are nothing and
nothing. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Anyone
thank
else with a prayer report or a prayer request, you can go ahead.
Thank God.
If not, then we would like to pray, continue praying for the sick, our sick in the midst, those who are going through certain medical procedures. We like to lift up Sister Michelle. We like to lift up Sister Bullock. We like to lift up a woman we've been praying for since the prayer line been on, Rosemary. I would like to lift up my dad in prayer who is battling prostate cancer. The cancer has spread to his spine, and he is, well, paralyzed now. But I trust in God, and I know that whatever is His will be done. So I'd like to go in prayer for the sick and those who are going through medical procedures.
Bye, love.
Father, we come. Yes, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a prayer request. I would like to ask for prayer for my brother-in-law. His name is Jackie Guess, and my sister, Sally. Jackie is going through some real tough medical issues right now, and it's quite hard on his wife dealing with it right now. So I just wanted to put that prayer request in.
Can you repeat the name, Jackie, and her husband's
Jackie,
name is?
His name is Jackie Guess, and Sally Guess is his wife.
Sally?
Sally, S-A-L-L-Y.
Okay. So we're going to pray. Any more prayer requests for sick family or family that is going through, anyone that is going through medical procedures right now?
I don't recall the young man's name, but where I work, one of the manager's husband got bit by a spider some time ago, and he's in the hospital. He's bloated and full of poison, and so I would like prayer for concerning that.
Okay. So we're going to pray. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of Jesus. We come calling on you, Jehovah Rophi. We come calling on you, the great healer. You, the great physician. Lord, you see and you know everything. And this morning we lift up Mother Bullock. We lift up Sister Michelle. We lift up Rosemary. We lift up Carlton. We lift up all these people, Lord, who are going through medical procedure concerning any kind of cancer. We lift up everyone everywhere, Lord. We know that you have made these bodies and you have made your healing power. You, Lord, can do the impossible. And we ask you this morning to touch each and every one of them. Father, and those that we do not know about, you know about them, Lord. We lift them up this morning. We ask, Lord, that you touch their body, you touch their mind. Lord, where there is pain, we ask that you intervene and cease the pain. We ask that you, where there is decision to be made, medical decision to be made, Lord, we ask that you lead and you direct. We ask that those who are in the hospital, Lord, that you comfort them. You put your arms around them and let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Father, we ask for your healing power. We ask, Lord, that you touch each and every one of them from the top of the head to the sole of their feet right now, wherever they are, Lord, in the hospital, on their bed, wherever they are, Lord. We ask that you intervene and your divine healing power take control. Father, where there are to be medical procedures, where there are to be surgeries, where there are to be blood work, where there are to be CAT-CAT, any procedure, Lord, we ask that you have your way. You lead the doctors, Lord, to minister the right medicine, to minister the right procedure. You lead the doctors, Lord, to seek and to find the right way to treat and to do the different procedures, Lord, that would be successful. Father, and we know that you are able, because you promise us, Lord, that when we have done all that we can, to just stand still and know that you are God and you are in control. You lift up this couple, Lord, Jackie and his wife, Holly. We pray that you touch them, Lord. You see and you know. We don't know what's going on. But we ask for your intervention, Lord, that whatever it is physically, Lord, that you give him the strength to stand by his wife and you give her the strength, Lord, to trust and believe in you. He asks that you direct the doctors, you direct the nurses, you direct the physician, you direct the anesthetist, you direct everyone that is involved in every medical situation, Lord, that they will that you will open their eyes and you will direct them to the right procedure, the right medication, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, and we ask that what we fail in asking, you fail in not granting it unto us. In Jesus' name we say together, we touch and agree that it is so. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for answered prayer, because we know that this prayer has already reached the throne of glory. And we thank you in advance, Lord, to glorify your name. If there's any more prayer requests or praise reports, we have a few minutes that we could, you could identify or make your prayer request.
Just praise God for the result. Jesus. Hallelujah.
We thank you for this opportunity one more time. We thank you for a blessed day, a blessed and victorious day in advance. We thank God for an incident-free day. And we pray that whatever plan the enemy has for each and every person on this prayer line this morning, we bring it to naught right now. And we speak victory, we speak success, we speak everything that God has for us for this day, that His will be done. And we thank God, we praise His name, because He alone is worthy of the praises.
Thank you again, everyone, for joining us this morning. Have a blessed day, walking in victory, and we look forward to be on the line again
at 6:30 p.m. sharp global time with Jesus Christ. Have a blessed day, everyone.
You too.
Mm-hmm.